From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. It is Sunday, the 27th day of June 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to be going over the unfortunate fact that the economy is being destroyed by design. Biden is saying we can't recover all of the lost jobs. Bloomberg is reporting that 46 state governments are facing Greek-style deficits all by design. Record unemployment levels, obviously, here in the United States since the Great Depression, and record numbers in the next month scheduled to go off the unemployment rolls. So we'll be discussing that. Also, Obama Internet kill switch plan approved by U.S. Senate. That's the Tech World headline. I've been warning people about this for 3 years since the cybersecurity legislation was written under Herr Bush's tutelage and tenure. And now it's passed the House, passed the Senate committee, and it looks like it has the votes of the full Senate. The complete takeover of the Internet by the Pentagon. They already have the grid in to kill the Internet, to shut it off. But now they're about to have the law to be able to do it. Of course, they did have laws in this country that black people weren't humans. And they've had laws that young women could be taken and forcibly sterilized if they made under a B-plus in high school. That was going on until the mid-70s, quietly. So we're going to expose these criminal laws and what's happening. And the first time they shut the Internet off, it'll be for a few days and say, oh, thank God we had this bill when Al-Qaeda struck and attacked the power grid, which isn't hooked to the Internet and shouldn't be hooked to the Internet, but it isn't. They can say, see, we shut it off only for a few days, caused some problems, but it kept you safe. And then it's, oh, we shut it off a few months the next time, and, oh, see, we had to do this. And this Internet kill switch is only one part of death by 100 cuts, but it is one of the biggest cuts. It's a hatchet attack to the direct neck of the Internet and the free press. So that's coming up. Also, G20 law gives police sweeping powers to arrest people. We're going to the G20 where they hired the regular anarchists. It even came out 2 weeks before the G20 met that the police have been caught hiring provocateurs again ahead of it. And, of course, police have been caught before at meetings in Canada, globalist meetings, posing as anarchists. And the media does two things. They go and point cameras at police and government provocateurs to demonize all the protesters and say, oh, look at these anarchists who are engaged in violence, as a way to cause a chilling effect against all demonstrations. And it's working well. But they also point their cameras always at foundation-funded communists and say, oh, it's communist against capitalism protesting the banks. The big central banks promote communism for the general public's wealth, which then goes offshore to them. They promote collectivism at the lower level. And this is not capitalism having central banks stealing trillions of dollars from us. But this is all part of the semantical deception where the lies are just in the basic terms. And the rules of the political game we're given are lies. So that is coming up as well today. Also, Salon asked the question, how many Americans are targeted for assassination? Because first we heard it was just a few in foreign battlefields, and now we hear Americans anywhere. Pentagon wants to kill an American in Austin, Texas, or Detroit, Michigan, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Tampa, Florida, or Paris, France. Kill, kill, kill. And so they're just quietly setting a precedent. So when they give their private contractors or government killers the order, they've heard about it on the news. And, men, you've heard about our new powers. You've seen it in the news. You're authorized to do this. And go forward and kill. And, of course, 6 years ago, Israel bragged in United Press International and AP that they've got hit teams in the U.S. killing whoever they want when they want. So that's coming up. But I talked to some police officers about an hour ago, a little over an hour ago, before I got down here to the office. I saw some police officers, and I felt the urge to go speak to them. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Then we'll get into the end of the Internet, the end of our national sovereignty, what's happening with the economy, and how we can fight back against these tyrants if we ever choose to want to remove these criminals, these illegitimate criminals.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Sunday, the 27th day of June, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast transmission against tyranny in a desperate attempt to wake up our fellow humans around the planet to the illegitimate criminal corporate takeover known as the New World Order that is happening all over the planet as our governments fall, as legitimate corporations and private companies are taken over by these mega corporations that are now bigger than any one government. So that is all coming up today. I want to get into the economy, the latest on the hurricane forming in the Gulf, and what will that do to all the oil in the Gulf? Will that blow that oil into the shorelines? I'll just tell you right now, the good news is Hurricane Alex, or this tropical storm they say that will become a hurricane, the meteorologists are now saying, is not aimed at the northern and eastern areas of the Gulf, so they're predicting it's not going to blow all that oil. The majority of the oil is out in the Gulf. Into the shorelines, thus causing an evacuation now. But we've been talking to military personnel and others for about a month about the fact that they are being trained for massed force evacuation in the Gulf. And we've seen the EPA a few weeks ago say there may be evacuations in areas of the Gulf. And when the big storms come in the next 2 months and form, and when the hurricanes come into the Gulf, they will blow these 50 to 100 million, no one knows, barrels of oil, gallons of oil. It's over 50 million gallons, and some reports are over 100 million because BP's been so deceptive, and I don't think BP even really knows. Point is, there's a lot of oil out there, and a hurricane, no doubt, because their tracks are from the south towards the north, will blow that oil into land. And it's off-gassing, really toxic chemicals, so people are really bracing for that. And this is going to be even more devastating to the economy on the Gulf and to the rest of the nation as well. So we ain't seen nothing yet. And then I saw a headline by Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com on Friday. Oil industry insider and CFR member predicts Gulf evacuation. And the Washington Post promoted this back on Thursday and Friday, so we'll be discussing that a little bit later in the radio show slash TV show, because we are simulcasting this radio broadcast also at prisonplanet.tv today. But before I get into all of the news and your phone calls, I want to tell you a little story of what happened about an hour and 15 minutes ago. I was driving in to the office to do this radio show, and I pulled into a barbecue place called Pokey Joe's to eat a late lunch so I wouldn't have low blood sugar on the air. And I went in, got my food, sat down in the corner of their main dining room that looks into their back dining room. And then I noticed four police officers walking in to go in and have something to eat. And I watched the body language of the families that were eating in the establishment, And I noticed their body language going from one of being happy and laughing and talking to everyone being quiet for about 10 minutes. I'd been there about 20 minutes eating. The police got there, and then I was there about another 10 minutes, and I watched everyone's body language because I always watch people. I wasn't watching the televisions they had hanging up in the dining room. I was watching people while I was eating and thinking about societal engineering and how the globalists are operating, and I was writing notes for a voiceover that I'm going to cut tonight on a new film I'm working on that deals with eugenics and deals with genetically modified crops and weather modification and toxins in the water, and how we're sending crews off in the next few weeks to interview top EPA scientists about how deadly sodium fluoride is in the water and how the government knows this and purposefully puts it in the water to cause cumulative bone cancer, organ failure, and reductions in fertility. And that's all admitted mainline science. And so I'm sitting there looking at these poor people, wanting to warn them they're drinking the tap water and drinking the iced tea, it's made out of tap water, and thinking about, should I go up and just start warning everyone at their tables that this poison is being put in their water under international rules? Sure, they'll laugh at me and think I'm a kook, but some of them will still go check into the scientific facts, kind of like for 15 years I've been warning you about how your blood's taken at birth in the entire Western world and put in secret Pentagon DNA bioweapons databases. And that's been declassified the last 2 years, and they admit it is in the Pentagon and Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics, IBM Laboratory, Cold Springs, New York. I mean, sure, truth is stranger than fiction. But I thought, you know what, I'm just going to save it for the radio. I'm not going to do what I do more and more in grocery store lines, at shopping malls, at gas station checkout counters. I will just start preaching and warning people and holding up the bubble gum and saying, look, you can't find one type of gum in here that doesn't have aspartame, even though it's sugar gum. This is a chemical toxin on record. It was developed by the Pentagon as a sweet-tasting chemical weapon. It's highly addictive. Many poisons are. You need to understand it's a neurotoxin. I've interviewed scores of top brain surgeons, neurologists, toxicologists. But today I didn't do it. I just shut up. Because it's a normal human instinct to warn people. If you saw somebody 3,000 years ago, let's say you lived somewhere in Central Asia, and you saw someone in your village eating a berry that was poison, you would run over and say, don't eat that berry, that's poisonous, if you were older and had that knowledge and understood it. Or if your people had basically been enslaved by a ruling tribe and you knew that that ruling tribe was putting a poison in your water to make your people weak, you would hunch down at the well and say, the Bunga tribe is poisoning the water of the Chamumbi tribe, and you should be aware of that, and we should sneak to the river at night and get our own water and get our people strong enough mentally and physically to be able to try to escape bondage. But see, today, under this mind control auspice, I'm not supposed to want to warn people. So the police come in, and I watch everyone in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, for whatever reason. Everyone gets uncomfortable. Everyone starts looking down. Basically, everybody stops talking. These are good American slaves. By the media, by the culture, they've been taught to keep their mouths shut. They've all been made to feel guilty by the media that they're all criminals somehow. They better all keep their mouths shut in the Pokey Joes. And the cops realize that the public is scared of them, so they go in the back little dining room by themselves in a corner. They want to be left alone, but everybody's looking at them through the dining room doors. There's two doors, open doors there to the back, and I see the families all kind of looking scared, and everybody's whispering now because the authority of the state's there. The state's put out the messages. I just saw a report of the police report admits a woman that they called the ambulance to come get. She was 86 years old. 10 cops came in her house, took her oxygen mask off, so she argued with them, and so they said they felt threatened by her posture in the bed, so they tasered her. And everybody sees those images. Whether they're fair or not, that's how people see cops. So everybody was being quiet in the Pokey Joe. So it's kind of like an old Western movie where the bad guys come in, everybody gets quiet in the saloon. Okay, so I'm sitting there basically in the modern saloon, and I've got my notebooks out, and I've got all these government documents in front of me, some of the latest put out even by the EPA admitting that sodium fluoride is deadly poison. And I'm on the verge of already standing up and giving a speech and warning people, breaking my conditioning to not be ashamed of being a true leader, getting out of my comfort zone to stand up and warn people as a natural, healthy human would do, as a natural guardian, I mean, as a male. As a fighting age male, I'm not just meant to be a tough guy. I'm meant to be informed and knowledgeable and warning my fellow humans about things. That's the position of a healthy male. That's what we're supposed to do in that guardian position, genetically, historically. That's through anthropology and sociology. That's who we are. So I'm there thinking about doing this, and the cops come in. I go into total analyzing mode. I'm watching everything. I see everyone suddenly not talking. They're intimidated. And I look at these police officers, they look intimidated, they look upset, they're all being quiet while they're eating, they look really uptight. And so I decide to talk to them, I decide to go over and talk to the police officers, four of them, three males and a female. And I went over and talked to them, and I'll tell you what happened when we get back. And I went over and I told them.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance. For it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I got up this morning at about 7 a.m., went in and fired up the laptop at the kitchen table while I was drinking hot coffee. And there was the Drudge Report, never had the giant headline at the top. Senate committee passes internet kill switch bill. And I clicked on it thinking, hey, that looks like a PrisonPlanet.com headline. And sure enough, it was. And then he had some other links to ABC News, to Tech World, all reporting the same thing. And it'll be a tax on alternative media to be paid to the mainstream media. You can't make up something that evil. Not only does it violate the First Amendment, but it's discriminatory and makes you fund establishment propaganda, and it allows the federal government to selectively or in its entirety shut the internet off completely for 4 months. So we'll be covering that coming up. But the good news is it is finally being covered and is being picked up by newspapers everywhere. And I commend the Drudge Report for giving us the top link this morning. It's now on the right-hand side of the Drudge Report, one of the top stories in the right-hand column. You can read our headlines. Obama Internet Kill Switch Plan approved by U.S. Senate. That's Tech World. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com headline, Paul Joseph Watson article from Friday. Obama can shut down internet for 4 months under new emergency powers. Kill switch bill approved, moves to full Senate floor. So we're going to be going over that. Yeah, you're not in Kansas anymore. Neither am I. This is bona fide real tyranny. And a lot of people say, well, I don't care if we live under tyranny. I go along. I got my job. I go along with what the government says. I submit to checkpoints and corruption and naked body scanners at the airports and the taxes always going up. I'm going to bend over. Well, they know you are, and that's why they're going to hurt you real bad. As Thomas Jefferson said, and as history shows, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you'll put up with. They will not stop. The type of individuals in power worldwide throughout history are the types that always want more power. If you lay down to them completely, like the Russians did to Stalin, they'll just kill 20-30% of you for fun, because they've got a bunch of murdering control freaks that work for them, their enforcers, who want to dominate you, who want to rape you, who want to steal from you, who want to arrest you so they can extract fines out of you or take your farm or ranch. Listen, people say that cops can do no wrong in America. The media told us so. But did the Russian cops under Stalin and Lenin before him, were they bad? Were Hitler's police, the Gestapo, were they bad? Are Pol Pot's troops, were they bad? Was Pol Pot's police, were they oppressive? What about Fidel Castro? What about Mao Zedong? What about Julius Caesar? What about Attila the Hun? Oh, he had enforcers. The truth is, 9 times out of 10, I mean, you ever been to Latin America? You ever been to a third world country where most of the people are living homeless and there's cops in black uniforms walking around on power trips, people that enjoy abusing people, staring down the public, staring you down if you look them in the eyes? Maybe beating you up and taking you to jail if you look at them wrong. Maybe they want your wife. Maybe they're going to take you to jail and shake you down and rape your wife in the cell next to you. That happens all the time to dumb, chump Americans that go to Latin America, that go to Guatemala, that go to the wrong area of Mexico. Okay? So I'm here trying to keep our police from being turned into that historically. Why did our founding fathers fight the Redcoats? They became oppressive police. Have you read the Declaration of Independence? Read what the government was doing then and ask yourself, is that what's starting to happen now? And the answer is yes, in spades. Now, Let me just finish the story quickly, then we're going to go to break and come back and get into all the news. And boy, I mean, just every show, I keep saying, it gets more important, more pertinent, more insane, more crazy. Things are moving faster and faster. So I'm at the Pokey Joe's about an hour and a half ago. I'm eating, real fast. Everybody's talking, having a good time. Families are in there. Cops come in, four of them. Everybody gets quiet. Everybody stops talking. And I look at the cops and I analyze them. They look like hardworking, smart, good people. They look like salt of the earth, good-looking, people. I got a good vibe off of them. They look like they were insecure. They look like they were hardly talking. They looked humble. Now, you see a thug steroid head cop. People I'd see 10 years ago was bouncers, now are cops downtown. I won't go down there because of it. And you can see the power trip, the craziness, the thuggishness. You can see somebody who's a thug cop real fast. You go to New York City, about half of them are. I mean, it's scary. You can go to Chicago, and the cops are scary. I mean, you can sit around and watch them, and you see the news footage all the time where they see a good-looking woman, they just beat her up. Or somebody talks back to them when they're even off-duty, and they don't get a free beer, they beat them up. I mean, they're crazy thugs. I'm here fighting so that doesn't happen in other parts of the nation. And so we can take back places that are run by big city mafia like Chicago and New York. And L.A. to a certain extent, but I haven't had problems in L.A. I've actually had cops come up everywhere and say they're listeners. But whatever. The issue is police have a tough job. So I'm sitting there with all these government documents because I'm sitting there writing a voiceover by hand because I'm going to come in tonight, and after the show I'm going to write a voiceover. So I was handwriting notes off government documents, full spectrum dominance, soft kill weapons. I'm reading these Pentagon documents by Colonel Alexander. It's freaking me out. I'm looking at these families with kids. I'm watching them drink tap water. I'm wishing I could walk over and warn them. I'm looking at the cops. They're drinking tap water. I want to go tell the Pokey Joe people to filter their water. I know it's a chemical weapon. I've had all the EPA scientists on. I know the Nazis put it in the water. Pulitzer Prize winning author who worked in Nuremberg wrote Crime and Punishment, I.G. Farben, or I.G. Farben, Crime and Punishment. I mean, I know it's a declassified fact. And so all of this is happening, and I see the cops, and I didn't even think to record on my iPhone the audio because it was a private exchange. Because when I got in and told the guys the story, they said, well, you should have recorded that. It's time for me to go. So I just get up and I walk over to them. Just like we need to get past the comfort zone of talking to our neighbors and then talking to people at grocery store lines and then talking to people at church or at work about more than just the baseball scores, basketball scores, or the weather. We're taught by the media only talk about that. Don't talk to each other like little prisoners. And I walk over and I say, you guys getting a little bit of, air conditioning out there in the heat? They looked like motorcycle cops. I wasn't sure, though. But point is, I go over and I talk to them. And I said, boy, I bet you're hot out there. And I said, yeah. And I looked at one of them who looked me in the eyes and I said, do you know about the world government? And he said, yeah, I know about it because now it's all over the news. And I said, well, I'm just here to warn you about the world government, what it really means. It means eugenics. And I said, you see your tap water, you see your iced tea? I said, there is a binary chemical weapon in there. And I said, you need to research what sodium fluoride does. I said, just Google sodium fluoride cancer. I said, please. And three of them were looking at me serious. One of them was kind of looking at me like I was crazy. And I said, I know, it sounds crazy. And it's so horrible, they think you won't look it up. But I said, they think you're weak-minded. Look it up. And I said, you've got a choice to make what side you're on. And there's a storm coming. It's please search these terms. And I told them full spectrum dominance, neo, modern eugenics, and a few other points I made. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what I said to them. And I said, have a good day. But that's normal. We should be all over the streets banging on our neighbors' doors going, there's poison in the water. The vaccines, they got cancer viruses in them. Here's mainstream news. Look, the insert of this vaccine says it causes sterilization and brain damage. We should be out there everywhere. This is the normal response. We should be out there exposing the central banks and how they're engineering this collapse. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, here's an example. I walk out there during the break and I said, search engine the term bone cancer fluoride or fluoride bone cancer. WebMD, Fox News, London Guardian, Associated Press, hundreds of studies. They knew back in the 30s. And the Soviets, there's Fox News, there's London Guardian. Articles on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Anyone can go search this. And this is the type of information that I'm aware of. And I have to sit here and walk up to a group of cops and tell them that they're drinking poison and I'm the kook, I'm the weirdo, I'm the strange one that I'm warning people, when I know the Soviets by the 30s were putting it in labor camp slaves. Water. Alexander Solzhenitsyn has talked about this. I know Pulitzer Prize-winning author wrote a book. They worked in the Nuremberg trials as a prosecutor and saw it in the Nazi documents. And IG Farben, that's based in the U.S. and Germany, helped them do it. I mean, I know for a fact they're putting fluoride in the water to reduce your fertility, to reduce your testosterone, to attack all your organs, and to shut down your thyroid. And look at thyroid disorders. They're off the charts. It causes massive lowered levels of sperm count. It makes high levels of the sperm be deformed and not have fully formed tails so they can't swim. And you know, I've got literally dozens and dozens of government textbooks financed by taxpayers, like this one written by the White House science czar, John P. Holder. This book costs over $100, 1,100 pages, all about how to put stuff in the water to sterilize your butt. I mean, you're living in a scientific dictatorship, and I'm the kook, but you could find out that I'm not lying to you about fluoride and bone cancer in 10 seconds. Some studies show it quadruples in boys. Other studies that if it's one part per million, it doubles. I mean, I'm going to send this off to have it tested. It's going to cost us a lot of money, but I'm going to send it to a lab. And I'm going to have a bunch of different brands of baby water. This is what they give people, and every major water brand has it. And this is what they tell mothers to mix with their baby formula or to mix with baby cereal with fluoride, not sterile, used as directed by a physician or labeling directions for use on infant formula. Purified water. This is HEB brand. And HEB isn't involved in the eugenics operation. They're just told this is what you do. Really, 6 years ago, the American Dental Association said children under six should not drink fluoridated water or brush their teeth with it because it causes dental fluorosis and weakening of the teeth. My dad's a dentist, folks. I know this, okay? You could find out in 30 seconds by searching. American Dental Association says children under the age of six should not ingest fluoride. Well, that's calcium fluoride that you do need some of for your teeth. This is sodium fluoride, what they put in your water. And ladies and gentlemen, I drank some of this week. I took a drink of this, and you know, after you've been drinking real purified water, it's totally different than drinking tap water. I look at this water. It's got, I mean, it literally has got stuff floating around in it. And here's Ozarka brand, spring fluoride for children. Let's show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that. Spring water with added fluoride. Yum, yum. How good. A little smiley face. And my son said he went to camp. And he said almost all the kids were sitting there drinking. And he came home and he said, Dad, I saw bottles that had a smiley face saying spring water with added fluoride. And that the teacher told him he was basically a kook at camp because he didn't have it in his lunchbox. My little seven-year-old son, smarter and more informed about what's going on in the world than full-grown adults. But, I mean, who would believe that we're told to put this in our water when it is a sterilant and causes brain damage on record? But, see, people can't deal with a horror that incredible. And that's just one of them. All the studies show every major GMO crop sterilizes in the first generation around half of the animals that are fed it, guinea pigs, rats, mice, you name it, monkeys. By the third generation, in all these major studies, you end up with almost complete, almost 98, 99% sterilization, deformities, five times the morbidity, meaning animals live one-fifth as long. I mean, this is in the news every day. That's how dumb they think you are. They even put it out there, oh, Danid, fluoride on the go for your kids. Great for kids on the go. And they've got other brands that have a big school bus on the side. This water, ladies and gentlemen, literally tastes like crud. I'm going to drink some on air right now. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, as the Bible says. But here's it's a cumulative poison. Almost all the fluoride you drink precipitates out in your organs, particularly your thyroid, your pancreas, your liver, your bones. I mean, man, I mean, you can taste that. I'll guarantee you, we're sending this off. We're looking at different labs. It's very expensive. I'm going to send this off, this water, to have how many parts per million it is, because the government says they want one part per million, which in major studies causes upwards of a 10-point IQ to 20-point IQ reduction, depending on the study or age group in children. Ladies and gentlemen, this taste, whatever's in it, I mean, it is strong. And we boil down different bottled water sediments here at the office in there on the stove just to, you know, do a basic study on how much sediment's in it. And these bottled waters, it's just incredible. All of them, Ozarka, you name it. I'll drink another drink of this. Man, this is what's being given to babies all day long, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine. And the American Medical Association, American Dental Association, says kids don't even need this, that it causes dental fluorosis. That is a fact, but they market it, and these mothers give it to their children. There's your dental fluorosis if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv today. Look at this. You know what's in most brands of rat poison? In fact, you can just search engine the term fluoride as rat poison. You'll get photos of, in fact, do it, guys, fluoride in rat poison. And you'll see, going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, right through to today, that it says fluoride and sodium fluoride with a skull and crossbones. If you go to the water treatment plant and get a tour, the bags of it have big, giant skull and crossbones. And it says if you ingest a gram of this, you're going to have organ failure. But they put it in your water. Look right here. Colgate. And it says if you ingest more than a pea-sized amount, other CBS, too much fluoride can ruin the bones. Oh, yeah, all over Australia, all over the U.S., they'll have droughts. This is what's really proven it to ranchers and farmers. They'll have droughts in Australia, the United States, Canada. It always comes out in local news. And the farmers go, well, because the river dried up or because the pond dried up, we were giving them municipal water here at the feedlot, and within a few months, all their hair fell out, and my cows, my horses, in Australia, they were raising kangaroos. They died. I mean, you give sodium fluoride municipal water. You put a goldfish in municipal water, it rolls over within a day and dies. I mean, take a fish tank, pour some water in it. You'll get cruelty to animals charges on you. You can't put that fish in Florida. It'll kill it. But wait, my kids are supposed to drink it. Oh, it just came out. The Times of India, most prestigious, one of the oldest newspapers in India, a long-term government study finding massive retardation, reduced fertility, and bone disease because of the fluoride, because the IMF World Bank recommends 5 parts per million in India because they think they can get away with killing these people right out in the open. Here in America, you get 1 part per million because you might notice how much it's hurting you. Now, how am I not supposed to, in a restaurant, walk up and warn people? And everybody's scared of the cops. Everybody gets quiet when they come in and sit down at the Pokey Joe's. So I get up and I walk over and I tell them. And the good news is they were not looking at me like I was a complete lunatic, because enough of this has now come out. First I said, oh, you came in here to get out of the heat. Little friendly thing. Hey, do you know about the world government? And they said, yeah, I know about it. Because now it's out in the open. And I said, well, do you know about the chemical weapon in your drink right there? And I looked at them real serious because it doesn't even matter. Why do I even do this show? Look, folks, I can't do everything for you, okay? It's real. If you ate a teaspoon of this Colgate, you would get sicker than a dog, ladies and gentlemen. This is a chemical weapon. It's a fact. The Nazis used it. The Soviets used it. I'm warning you. I care about you. I care about my fellow man. I don't have death and hatred for mankind like the globalists, the eugenicists, who openly want to reduce world population.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at
InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
On screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers is a can of Sweeney's roach poison from the 1950s. Out of Missouri, and you can get modern rat poison. Sodium fluoride kills roaches, water bugs, crickets, silverfish. Just a powder you put out, 40% sodium fluoride. Dead. And, of course, everyone who works at water treatment plants knows this. I have family in East Texas one of them runs the water treatment plant in the small town, and they know full well they're told to buy it by the city council. It comes in from China. And they use it as bug poison for fire ants. You put a teaspoon of that on a fire ant bed, and they just walk through it. They're dead. Nothing stops it. It's so deadly. But your children are drinking it. And I have to sit here and be the conspiracy theorist kook when all I'm doing is showing you facts. Show it again. Put it back up on screen right there. Now, the little scientist, the little egghead eugenicist, you notice you see in sitcoms and dramas and in mainstream news, maybe we should only have one child in America. Maybe we should have no children. New York Times last week headline, the last generation, written by the eugenicist, Dr. Peter Singer, telling you having children, period, is bad. There needs to be taxes on having children. This is what everything is about. Now, you may like having your fertility lowered. You may like getting bone cancer. You may like getting thyroid malfunction. Now, epidemic. You may like your pancreas burning out associated with sodium fluoride. You may like diabetes. I don't like it, and I don't want it in my water, because here's the new deal. 4 years ago, the federal government approved fluoride as a poison on crops. It's now being used as a pesticide, and it's such a small particulate, it goes right through the plant membrane, right through the cell wall, and precipitates into the plant. So see, there's no, in fact, people won't believe that. Search engine the term right now. EPA authorizes fluoride to be sprayed on crops, and now it's being sprayed nationwide as a poison. As a poison. Let me tell you something. You spray sodium fluoride on those crops, and a bug takes one bite, dead. Dead. And then it precipitates into the soil, and the plants, if you didn't know this, pull up heavy metals, pull up toxins. Why do you think half of corn syrup products, Washington Post reported, full of mercury? Because they're dumping mercury in the fertilizer on the crops, because the fertilizer is the byproduct of the oil industry, and they use mercury and they use sodium fluoride in the cracking of the oil, and it's also a byproduct of the oil. It's so toxic, and they dump it on our food crops, and it's a big joke to the elite. You're being poisoned by design. The public isn't just dumbed down because of TV and culture. The public is brain damaged. In fact, I saw a study just last week, major government study. IQs are down for some reason all over Western Europe and the United States. Not test scores. Not laziness is up. No, actual IQs are down. We're dumb. Put that back up. No, that's live virus spray on meats. Viral meat spray advancing food safety. At about 2,000 to 3,000 times the level of what those normal viruses are. It's actually a vaccine. That's ABC News. They spray on your meat. And I'm not getting into radiated food, GMO. That's another subject, okay? It's guaranteed that sodium fluoride is a deadly cumulative poison. And it's a soft kill. It kills you slowly. Arthritis, all of it's connected to it because it precipitates out in the bones. The Indians are about to pull it out of their water. You know, search engine. EPA approves, it was FDA too, but EPA approves fluoride to be put on crops. I want them to see that. It was 4 years ago, but it'll come up. You know, I didn't even take calls really last week to the last two segments, and I don't even know what I'm going to do today because I haven't even gotten into the news. I just get into one subject like fluoride, and I'm going to sit here and talk about it, I think, the rest of the show and just show you mainstream news, documents, the periodic chart, you know, all the facts. How many scientists have I had on? How many brain surgeons to tell you this? I mean, how many government documents do I have to show you where they're bragging about what they're doing to you? I could play Fox News with the government proposing putting lithium in the water to make us behave ourselves. I guess they've conquered Afghanistan to get lithium, not for batteries, but to spike your water. A dangerous heavy metal toxic chemical. An antipsychotic, and the Japanese and U.S. government are openly floating the balloon, thinking you're so dumb already on so many other drugs they put in your water and food that they can talk about lithium in your hind end. Is that funny, police? You like somebody sticking nerve poison, an excitotoxin in your water? You like that? You think it's funny when somebody walks up and warns you about it in a restaurant? Is that how brain damaged and brainwashed you are? What about the rest of you out there? The truth is, I'm the one that sees straight. The truth is, I'm the one that's red-blooded. The truth is, I'm the one that's not under mind control. Now, let me tell you what else I warned you about. Here's Tech World Today. Obama Internet kill switch plans approved by U.S. Senate. Up on Drudge Report right now. And it says that the government could totally take the web over for any reason. It creates these high school initiatives with these giant government cybersecurity branches of people spying. It integrates with the FCC, putting black boxes in all our homes and in ISPs, tracking everything we look at on the web and blocking whatever they feel like. Worse than communist China. Drudge also linked to this as his top story this morning from PrisonPlanet.com. Obama can shut down Internet for 4 months under new emergency powers before Congress even looks at it. I mean, you talk about red level, folks. You can't – I can't even believe this is happening. I cannot believe my country – it's one thing to know this is all happening and it's being planned, but it's another thing to see it actually being enforced. And again, Obama is going to shut the Internet off and other presidents during little emergencies they stage. Oh, look, Al-Qaeda hit the web, but we were able to shut the web off for a few days, and then that sets the precedent that it's okay. That's how they do it. It's going to be the same thing with their FEMA camps, their emergencies, how they're talking about evacuations in the Gulf. It just sets all these unconstitutional parameters. It's now come out that Elena Kagan was involved with that Alabama governor, and it came out that he was completely innocent and they had to release him from prison, and that Bush and Karl Rove had sent him to prison for political reasons, and they just set it up, and then it turns out she was one of the people instrumental in helping it happen. I mean, that's the type of monsters that we're talking about here. I mean, look at this. Look at this article right here. Lieberman, bill would strip citizenship of citizens, allow secret indefinite detention for any reason, including intelligence gathering. That bill is set to pass the U.S. Senate. Here's another one. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. Again, dovetailing with that. Look at Canada. G20 law gives police sweeping powers to arrest people. And reporters we know and have interviewed were just arrested for just being there on the street. Cops would walk over. In fact, I have one of the headlines here. Let me find it. I covered it Friday. Here it is. Secret law lets police arrest people for no reason. That's out of the Ottawa Citizen. But that's the issue. I mean, I took my kids to the Paramount yesterday with my parents to see the old Errol Flynn Robin Hood. Good, clean, old-fashioned movie about standing up against tyranny. And the overtaxation, the corruption, you know, based on true legends. And you've got the brother of the king while the king's been held ransom in Europe. And he just says, take him away and execute him. No judge, no jury, just take him away. The movie starts with them having to swear out fake death sentences for people. But by the end, it's just kill whoever, kill, no death sentence, no nothing, no formality, just kill. Just take them away. Take him away. That's going on in Europe. That's going on here. Here's another one from Salon. How many Americans are targeted for assassination? And the article goes through how a few years ago they said, well, we'll kill Americans if the Pentagon says they're working with Taliban or CIA to Al-Qaeda overseas. And now they just, with small little changes, said, we'll kill whoever we want anytime. We'll send in black ops squads. We'll send in private contractors. We'll kill any American citizen anywhere we want, and the Israelis can come in America and kill U.S. citizens whenever they want. Ladies and gentlemen, when they get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, when they get rid of the Declaration of Independence, that's the shield for all of you. That protects all of us. They want tyranny so they can take all your pension funds. They want tyranny so they can conscript your children to be imperial stormtroopers in a global army to have their arms and legs blown off. They want tyranny so they can secure all their ill-gotten gains. Tyranny will target every one of you out there listening. And all of you good old boys and yuppies and people who think you're part of the establishment, you better count the cost right now and decide which side you're on, liberty or tyranny. You better decide whether you're going to get off the bench and be part of the second American Revolution against tyranny to restore the Republic, or whether you're going to sit there and suck your thumb and let all of this come to fruition. We need intelligent, able-bodied men and women who understand what's going on, doctors, lawyers, scientists, others, police officers, to stand up and be heard now, now, now. Now is the time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.